Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Curtis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola! Hookers and blow, gentlemen.
Hola!
So, fifth grade, this is back in the 80s, fifth grade field trip to Mount Rainier. My mom's a chaperone. Drives Sri and me and three of my other best friends, you know, in her car, go to the field trip, Mount Rainier, drop everybody off, pull back into the driveway at our house, getting the backpacks out of the car, and there's this cigar box in the trunk that I've never seen before. So, wonder what's in there. Open it up, about six joints and a bag of weed.
No.
Mom, watch this. Grabbed it out of my hands, slammed it shut, threw it back in the trunk, slammed the trunk, started yelling at me, mind your own damn business and don't touch anything. Found out years later it was actually my uncle's who had given it to my dad. For whatever reason, and, caused a little bit of strife with my mom and dad. But, I'm sure mom wouldn't want me telling this story, especially to, like, you know, 2 or 3 or 100,000 people.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure she was just like, look. Some people are just anti-weed. Especially before it became legal, or even still to this day, you know, drugs were just, it was one lump
drugs.
Thing. Drugs were all lumped into drugs one category.
Drugs.
And they're all bad, and you're going to end up, you know, like reefer madness or whatever the deal is. And my mom has that mentality. She's always had that mentality. Like, look, you know, cocaine is no different than weed, which is no different
than
heroin. And when you don't do something, you don't understand.
You don't know. Right. It's just drugs.
You just know it is drugs. And if you don't drink, you just know it is alcohol.
Sure.
So you don't know there's a difference between a shot and a beer as far as the percentage or what you're drinking.
Yeah, the impact it's going to have.
It's all one lump thing. What is a story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's a fine example from the text lines of a story that most mothers would not want their children to share. When I was real young, 7 or 8 years old, like 35 years ago, my mom was taking me and a friend to go skiing at the summit. Well, there's snow on I-90, slow going up the pass. She had to poop. She didn't make it. Pooped her pants.
Oh, no.
Like the off-ramp to the ski resort. That from Eric. Yes, she No one enjoys telling the story of the time they pooped their pants. You might share the story of the time you pooped your pants, and you can make people laugh. But it's different if Ted goes, oh, hey, have you heard the story about Thrill pooping his pants? It's an entirely different thing.
Correct.
You know, like, she could tell you, and somehow she's not embarrassed. But if someone else tells you the same story, it's like, please don't. Do not share that.
What's the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true, right?
Well, I would still think for my mom, the most embarrassing one was we were going on vacation. We went to rent a car. And, I mean, the lady was just like, I need your ID. She was like, well, I don't have it. The lady was like, well, I can't rent you the car. And, I mean, I don't – obviously, my mom and dad had been arguing or something. My mom is not a short fuse person.
Right.
And she just lost it. Right? And even as a kid, though, I remember being like, well, it's a car. Like, you need a license. She was like, I don't know where it is. Blah,
were
blah,
you
blah.
Smart enough to not say that?
No. I said it.
Oh, how did that go?
Not well. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was, you get
she
used
tried to rent a car without a driver's license?
Correct. Huh. Right. She was like, well, I have the reservation. And lady was just like, I get it. But like, I can't rent a car to somebody unless I see they have a driver's license. And to this day, my mom's so embarrassed. Like, let's say something else was going on, but she just lost it on that lady.
I think there is a moment in every child's life where they state something obvious to you when you're under duress, not understanding that you don't bring it up right now. You know, like Ted said, like, well, mom, you need your driver's license. Like, that's the wrong thing to say to her. You are 100% correct. Yeah. But in this moment, even though you're purely logical and in your child mind, I can easily diffuse this. Mom, you need your driver's license. As a parent, I can say it is certainly the last thing you want to hear in those moments. You know, and the kids are old enough now, it doesn't happen. But like when they're 6 or 7, and like you said, it's like some kind of customer service thing. And you're going back and forth and you're already irritated.
Yeah.
And then your kid drops the, but dad, it's only $1.50 more. It's like, you're right. I'm going to kill you. Get the F out of my face right now.
And it's one of those things, right? We're renting it on a Friday night. We are going to leave at 4 a.m. that night. Like, she needs this car.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I get why she freaked out. But she's been embarrassed about it for years. Like, don't bring that up.
Did she go back to get her ID?
No, actually, my aunt showed up and just rented the car. And then we drove it.
Was it a quiet car ride? Those are the worst, man. Like, your parents didn't fight in front of you, right? And you don't know what the deal is. And either you're leaving a place or leaving your home, and you just know. You know, you're sitting in the back of the car, and no one's saying anything, and they're being marginally nice to you. But you can just tell that, like, something deep has happened. And again, my brother's 5 years older. I don't know what my parents are arguing about, but I remember being in the Pontiac Grand Am. We're in the back seat.
And again, what you're saying, as a kid, I don't know how to explain it. You don't fathom it. As an adult, I could walk into Thrill's house, and him and his wife aren't talking. You know, I can just tell.
You feel it.
As a kid, you don't get it. No. And I remember sitting, and I'm staring at my parents, and my brother's definitely older and smarter than me at this point. And I keep looking at him, and he's not making much expression, and I'm staring at mom and dad, and you can see I'm kind of putting my hand up to, like, tap my mom on the shoulder, basically to ask her, like, why do things feel weird in the car? And I just remember my brother slowly shaking his head. And while I did not understand why he was telling me, like, just don't say anything right now, I could feel, like, the urgency of the message. Yes. Like, bro, just trust me. It doesn't matter what's going on. Do not disturb what's going on up front, because we're all going to go down in flames. And I didn't understand. And then I got a little older. I'm like, yeah, just don't say anything right now.
What's the story your mom would not want you to tell about her? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Angela. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So this was probably about 20 years ago, but my mom and me somehow got on the subject of, like, the types of drugs that we'd done in our lives. And she said, well, I got some cocaine in my wallet. I said, no, you don't. And she said, yeah, I've had it in there for about a month. And I'm like, a month? How would you keep some cocaine in your wallet for a month?
Thank you.
Yes, that's a smart question.
That's the first question that came to my mind, too. Thank you, Angela, for that.
Not one night, Mom?
Yeah, a month. And so I go, prove it. You have to prove it to me now. So she did. She pulls out an 8-ball of cocaine.
Oh, no wonder. All right. Well, I mean, 8-ball,
So how often does your mom do blow, man?
It wasn't like she got a 40 bag or something. I mean, she got an 8-ball.
And so we ended up, I don't know, we ended up doing the whole thing that whole day. And it was everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
What do you mean?
We had to drive pretty far to her boss's house to go get her paycheck. And it was really raining. And she worked for a landscaping company. So we got stuck in the landlord's yard.
You didn't eat anything all day.
All right. Well, you're floating on cocaine.
It was so, we got a flat tire, like, we had to go to Les Schwab. It was just awful. And then her husband at the time was, like, total no drugs, no alcohol, no nothing like that. And so she had to go home to him, and I said, peace out, I'm going.
She's doing hog legs in her car, and you're telling me her husband is straight?
How many times did you end up doing drugs with your mom after that? Because I'd be like, game on, man.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, there was a couple times.
What was it? Okay, was it good stuff?
It wasn't bad.
All right, okay. That's more so than anything. If my mom gave me a joint, I would be like,
"This is gonna be the worst weed in the world."
Yeah, this is
gonna
just be
right.
Some dirt crap. It's gonna be sucky and seedy and everything else, you know.
All right, so your mom was getting good stuff. All right, same,
she had some bright, like, you know, crazy weed. I'd be like, "What the hell, mom? Who's your guy?"
Well, I remember her. I remember her like making the line for us, and I was like, "Jesus."
Was like, she cutting like a pro?
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, sorry, is that too big?" And I'm like, "God, I guess not." Jeez, right. Here we go.
So she's laying down fat lines. Wow.
She's tapping a bullet against a...
Were there any drugs that your mom admitted to having done that surprised you?
Yeah, one, heroin, I guess. Yeah, but that was, I mean, she was a pretty good flower child in the 70s, so...
All right. Well, she probably did some acid or something. Did she brush her gums after she did a big yacker?
She didn't brush them, but she sure held them with her finger, you know, made sure all the crumbs were gone.
That's insane. That's awesome.
Well, at least you know your mom wasn't joking. That is a pro, man.
Jesus, she stayed so thin over the years. It's just crazy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.